keep you up. I know you.
It's all right, nice.
Was that just a case of too much quality for you, do you think?
It's a difficult one. Obviously, Middlesbrough are a good team. We come into the game, obviously, thinking we could give them a game and win. We don't go into any game thinking we're going to lose. Obviously, Middlesbrough, top championship outfit. First half, we were probably a little bit sloppy, a little bit too open. We changed tactics a little bit half-time and we caught better with it. And on the night, they were probably the better team. Yeah, the goals showed it, even though they were quite sloppy goals. But like I said, we hold our heads up high and we're going to Saturday full of confidence because Middlesbrough are a good team.
I'm going to say, you must be incredibly proud of your performance considering they were two games from the Premier League last season and you've given them a good game despite what the scoreline suggests.
Yeah, probably second half. The scoreline doesn't reflect the second half, probably. Obviously, they've scored on the counter and it was a sucker punch to make it 3-0. But they're a good team. Like, even with eight changes, you can see the squad's really strong. They'll be definitely up there in the Championship this season. So, for us, ultimately, we thought we could go into the game and give them a game. Probably not the score. Obviously, we was lucky for we'd want to win the game. But like I said a few times, Mills were a top side, so we can hold our heads high.
Took us 3-0.
Yeah, well, I had a few shots tonight, unfortunately. I was getting a little bit frustrated. Obviously, the keeper saved a few being blocked, one over the bar. But I've just tried to be more positive, obviously, in that role. Played a deep role next to Kelly tonight, Winchester in front of us, so basically playing sitting midfield with Kelly. But when you've got players in front of you, you can make them third-man runs, and obviously, late on in the game, it's come to me. James Wilson's put a great ball, and I've just flicked it in. So even though it was late in the game, it's always nice to score, and it's a big confidence boost for myself.
Feels like that home win's coming this weekend.
Yep, we've got a good record against Fleetwood. Obviously, we've got a good squad in there. People don't realise that sometimes. Obviously, they give us a bit of stick, but we have got a good squad in there, good group of lads, good manager and staff. And like I say, Fleetwood, we're going to the game full of confidence, and we need 3 points, so I'm sure we'll get 3 points.
What's Darren Kelly like to work with?
Yeah, gives me full of confidence. Obviously, I can play a number of positions. He's played me in centre midfield this night. He says he trusts me, so me personally, he's given me loads of confidence. Great with the lads as well. All the lads are trying to do the best. Like I say, at the end of the games, he comes in there, even though I've got beat 3-1 tonight, he says he's proud of us. Obviously, we've done quite well second half. So, yeah, we're digging in for him, and hopefully we'll pick a 3 points up on Saturday.
You've got a great first-team coach as well. Dean Holden's just sauntered past us there. He's got a wealth of experience, hasn't he?
Yeah, especially with him being, you know, caretaker manager last year. He knows us all. So, obviously, we know what he knows us inside out. We know how he works. He's very good and demanding, just like the gaffer is. So, I really enjoy working with them both.
And David Dunn, my goodness me, how much quality does that man offer?
Yeah, obviously he hasn't got the legs no more. Don't tell him I told him that, but he's got the quality, hasn't he? You can see he's a top lad as well. And when he's on the pitch, it's great to play with him. Obviously, you can tell he's been a top pro for God knows how many years now. But he's a quality player, and he makes things happen. Like, so when he has the ball, I can run off all day because I know he's going to do something with it.
Just explain to me, when he has that left-footed dig from 25 yards and we're all convinced it's going top left-hand corner, are you all convinced as well?
Yeah, well, at first I was like, don't hit it. And then I seen him and I thought, it's done, he's going to let him have a go. And then when it nearly went in, I was like, oh, just summed our night up really, because their keeper made a few good saves, didn't he? If first half, especially when we started well first 10, if one of them had gone in, where with a few gets blocked, Forts had a shot, if that goes in, it's probably a different game. But like I say, it's not to be, and we'll pick ourselves up and we'll go again on Saturday.
Thanks very much, Danny.
No worries.
Appreciate it.
No problem.